Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back in the saddle again, 27th day of January, 2006. Wow, the first month of the new year is almost elapsed to be eclipsed by February. A lot of talk show hosts will take off 2-3 weeks in a row, and I guess in the last 4 or 5 years I've taken off a week here, a week there. I didn't really take off during the Christmas holiday season. Took off 5 shows, though, part of last week and part of this week. And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I am honored to be your talk show host, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide-open telephones. I obviously could have had a whole plethora of important guests on with very important information today, but I'm only having one guest on in the third hour concerning the NSA and the Pentagon spying on groups in Houston that protest against Halliburton. So see, now protesting against very corrupt, known to be extremely corrupt, defense contractors gets the government spying on you, all part of the new freedom, because anything that can hurt the war effort, why, it aids Al-Qaeda, hence it is terrorism. So that's coming up in the third hour. I do plan, I say this quite often and then don't really deliver on it, but some days I do. I do plan to take a lot of your calls in this first hour and in the second hour today. 1-800-259-9231. Real issues of real significance that to actually affect you and your family. That's why for many years I've called this broadcast Real Talk Radio. It's often imitated, unfortunately never duplicated. I wish that more talk show hosts really had a grasp of what the New World Order was up to and what was actually happening. But our listeners do have a grasp of it, and that's why I always enjoy hearing from you and talking to you. Any news item you'd like to discuss, guest that you think you'd like to hear on the show, or any comments by past guests that you'd like to elaborate on, any questions you have, a lot of times I can answer it, or at least give you a partial answer. 1-800-259-9231. Lawmakers say they will press Bush on spying, that's in the AP. And what the lawmakers really do is claim they're going to press and then whitewash and actually end up promoting whatever the new abomination of the Bill of Rights and Constitution is. And I know that from the particular individuals that are saying this. It's all part of how they try to gain some credibility. Oh, look, we have a champion for freedom. And then at the end of it, well, I guess we do need an emperor, like Arlen Specter is now saying. Joe Lieberman, U.S. prepared for Iran strike, and they may go ahead with that any time now. Very interesting. China to build world's first artificial sun with an experimental device. And I read this science article, and it's, what are they talking about? They've had fission fusion reactors and been doing that for 30 years that it's been declassified, more than 30 years. But I guess if China announces they're going to be the first to do it, then it just must be true. By the way, I know this has been talked to death while I was gone, but I have some of my own comments on it because it's going on right here in the U.S. Don't make any mistake about it. U.S. congressman is taking Google to task on China censorship. Of course, Google is to censor sensitive terms in China, things that criticize mass executions or mobile execution vans or torture or the slave camps. And, by the way, our own media does that here, and a lot of the big search engines have been caught doing that here, and I'm blocked out of most libraries, most universities. We're blocked, and you go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we've been reporting on this for years. It's been admitted in many cases. We are officially blocked all over. Much of the filtering software blocks us. If you go to Infowars.com on your lunch hour at Dell Computers, you're instantly fired. I've interviewed and talked to 8 separate people, some of them personal friends of mine, who are instantly fired. It's all part of the new freedom. So why are we talking about China? I mean, let's talk about where it's really going on, but we're accustomed to it. And there's just masses of key news and information coming up I haven't even mentioned yet. You'll want to stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're 8 minutes, 17 seconds into the second segment now of this live Friday edition. Feels like Monday, though. Again, I took off five shows Friday through Thursday. I haven't really done that in a long, long time, but I've got to do it occasionally to spend time with the family, so I do not apologize. We had a great individual, Jack Blood, sitting in for us for three of those days. Two of the days we did rebroadcast of some of our better shows. I want to say hi to all of our AM and FM affiliates out there, shortwave affiliate as well, Global Satellite, and of course you can always listen to us on the internet at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.com. And PrisonPlanet.tv. Why four sites? Well, four different webmasters. Most of the news you see on the sites is the same as the others, but a lot of the sites every single day, in fact all the sites, have exclusive news, exclusive documents, exclusive photos, exclusive video clips to them. And it also gives us a redundancy so that when we get denial of service attacks directly from the Pentagon, or we have servers taken down, or we have problems, we have multiple backups and heavily trafficked sites that people can just shift over to. Those are what are more commonly known as mirror sites, but we've taken it one step further and just made them independent information warfare vessels in the fight for the civilization, for liberty and freedom. Now, coming up in the third hour, let me just mention this now. Pentagon spied on Houston anti-Halliburton activist, and this was in both of the Houston newspapers. The A Houston-based anti-Halliburton group was spied on by a top-secret Pentagon counterintelligence agency in 2004, now been leaked, according to a report in Newsweek magazine. The peaceful protest organized by Houston Global Awareness on June 29th wasn't even protesting the war. They were against wasteful spending and the fact that Halliburton had even admitted and pled guilty to feeding substandard and even rotten meals to their own contractors, their own workers. The protest involved handing out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, very Al-Qaeda-esque, it is just incredibly evil, folks, to employees of the giant military contractor, Halliburton, to draw attention to allegations that the company overcharged for military food contracts in Iraq. And, of course, Newsweek, and it's been picked up by the Houston papers, as I mentioned earlier, reported on how the Pentagon's counterintelligence field activity, CIFA, filed a report on the Houston protest, which took place outside Halliburton's headquarters in H-Town. Now, and it goes on to talk about how it's happened all over the country. There are literally hundreds of these. Folks, I've been at Second Amendment demonstrations for the Second Amendment. Which you'd call conservative. I have been at demonstrations against the Ku Klux Klan, what you would call liberal, or just normal is what I would call it. And I've had these types out there. We have been at military training drills that are in our cities, not even near bases, and had them walk over and try to get cops to arrest us and to finger us, you know, poke us in the chest, and to finger us to police. And you've seen the video of that in the films. Hadn't just happened to me. It's happened to others that have sent us the video. From Hebron, Maryland, to Oakland, California, to Belton, Texas, to Kingsville, Texas, to San Antonio, Texas. You know, one day we're in the police chief's office going, they tried to bribe me, and I was former military Army intelligence myself. I'm not against military, Alex, but they tried to bribe us with big satchels of cash, and they fired into an all-night restaurant in Miami and crashed a helicopter in Houston. We can see it in Police State 2000. So I told them no, they kept coming. So again, even the police chief was against them. It's not like I'm some wild-eyed person out here, though I guess we all should be pretty wild-eyed over what's happening. And they walk over with guns, get us down on the ground, take our tape, erase it, and give it back to us and tell them. I mean, you know, this is America, folks. I hear about people out giving out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and they've got troops photographing them and sneaking around. I mean, this is America. In the late 80s, there was a secret program that was started for gun confiscation nationwide. You've all heard about how they do the questionnaires and how they've prepared the military for it. I mean, that's real. This is real. Nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. This entire military-industrial complex is not free market. It goes out and creates enemies, the best enemies money can buy. War is a racket, as Brigadier General Smedley Butler said in the book he wrote, exposing it. They ask him to have a coup d'etat, to take over the Congress, to declare martial law. And he wrote a book about it and went public and even testified to Congress. That isn't taught in the history books anymore, even though that was just 70-something years ago. Side issue, I'm digressing here. This entire war on terror is pointed at you, whether you're black, Hispanic, white, whether you're a rancher in East Texas or a steel worker in Pennsylvania. It doesn't matter whether you're an oil refinery worker in Corpus Christi, Texas, or you're a school teacher in Kansas City, Missouri. This whole thing is pointed at you. This whole control grid that they're putting in is admittedly by the Pentagon, I mean, it's even an MIT magazine, to control you. The propaganda in the news is just to salve you, to neutralize you until it's too late. You can wake up now and stop this. But all of the diversions and the distractions and the gladiatorial events all and the movie stars and this worship of Madison Avenue and the spin machine and the PR machines is all to just keep you basically confused while this classical control grid goes into place with a super 21st century high-tech overlay. The war on terror is a war on freedom. The war on terror is a war on dissent. The war on terror doesn't keep you safe. We've had a war on drugs. And the bigger the war on drugs gets, the more drugs are on our streets, the more people are in prison. Did you know that's their own statistics, the Fed's own statistics? Again, 12 years ago, how much cocaine and heroin was coming into the country? Well, there's now triple the heroin and double the cocaine coming into the country. And we've gone from 1 million in the prison system to now over 7 million in the system. And there's more drugs on the street than ever before. Again, the war on terror is a great success. You go, what do you mean? It's failing. You just said there's more coming in, more people in. That don't you understand? It's public knowledge. It's an open secret that the big defense contractors and the private banks around them openly bring in the lion's share of the narcotics, and then they openly own the controlling shares in the big pharmacological companies that push the drugs legally on you, when in some cases they are the exact same molecule except for one or two little changes. And so they'll put your kid in jail for 10 years for using methamphetamine and raid everybody's houses trying, but then they will force your kid onto Ritalin, which is almost identical. In fact, in a lot of different studies, it shows it's even more dangerous. You know, speed kills. So giving up liberty doesn't give you security, it gives you tyranny. And, I mean, just, is that America? You're out handing out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, saying you've been ripped off, and so the Pentagon's sneaking around watching you? And why is the media now announcing all this? You've never heard this on any other show but this one until like the last year. I mean, even so-called patriot talk shows and libertarian talk shows never talked about this. You didn't talk about it because the mainstream media didn't talk about it. And all you're supposed to do is regurgitate what they talk about, and then somehow that makes you kosher and safe and okay. Well, you know, we don't do that here. We are on the cutting edge. We understand the program of control. That's why everything we, quote, talked about has now come true. Because it was already true. It didn't come true. It was true. Alex Jones, how did everything he say come true? Is he an agent? How does he know? How did he know? It was all in federal documents. It was all public. I experienced it. I've lived it. I've been through it. And I'm not tooting my horn. When I get on the air and say that the global crime syndicate is bigger than our government, when I say our government, that's really wrong, but it controls our government, so it's the same thing, will probably carry out nuke attacks in this country or bio attacks unless we expose that they're behind it and totally engineer us into a full-bore martial law police state, and that their open plan is to take your pension funds and take your private property. I mean, they've changed the laws where they can do that. It doesn't make it lawful. You can, again, change the law saying black people aren't humans. You don't have to follow that law. If Hitler says kill all the Jews, you don't have to follow that. It's a criminal law. But regardless, they are changing the law. I mean, sure, they had torture schools 30 years ago. Sure, they were torturing kids 30 years ago. That was to create the cadres to today have the big rollout. This is the rollout. This is the sales pitch. Everything you're seeing is the sales pitch, the acclimation, the conditioning. You're being prepared for slavery. You're being shod with the ball and chain. I mean, look at the news I have in front of me. I mean, and this is a daily basis. U.S. outsourced torture. Admitted to the former Soviet Union bloc, to the gulags. I mean, we always said, well, where are the camps going to be? Well, we got it from the intel. Again, they're going to fly you overseas. Listen to that nut, Alex Jones. They're going to fly us overseas. Well, a lot of it will just be to Guantanamo or Alaska. The really big camps are in Alaska. And folks, they got thousands of jail guards who've been caught raping and torturing in the federal prisons and state prisons, and it's even admitted. We told you they were recruiting out of there with people that have crimes in their dossiers, and now, yeah, just like Stalin did, now it's mainstream news. Pentagon goes and finds criminals, slaps sergeant bars on their uniforms, And literally, it doesn't matter. They don't have to pass any physicals, nothing. They can weigh 400 pounds. And, I mean, they put beast men in there. And imagine these families, their little kids being raped in front of them while some hippopotamus does it. I mean, you know, this is America, folks. Look, listen to this. Officer docked pay for torturing Iraqi to death. Chief Warrant Officer Lewis Welsh Forbes, if I'm pronouncing that right, Welsh Offer, the highest-ranking U.S. Army official charged to date in the death of an Iraqi detainee, was convicted of negligent homicide on Saturday after it dictated the death was not murder. And it says, following a broader Army guidelines, torture of an Iraqi general named Abed Hamid Malhorsh by covering his mouth and placing him head first into a sleeping bag and sitting on his chest during an interrogation. And they said that And he's allowed to do that. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself in the bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I don't want to hear that this torture is because we've got to fight and win the war on terror. Everybody's freaking out over the fact that Hamas won the election with 70-plus of the seats, with the PLO only getting about 40 there in Palestine. Well, just type in Israel founded Hamas or Israel funds Hamas. You won't get the evil Alex Jones website, Infowars.com. You'll get Haaretz. That's the big Israeli Jewish newspaper. You'll get Jerusalem Post. Because they did in 1973, Israel founded Hamas. Did you know? Just type in U.S. government founded modern Wahhabis, or type in Nazi Muslims. Yeah, the Muslims that helped Hitler, our government came in and said after World War II, oh, yes, we're going to put you in charge. And then printed up millions up until 2001, and it's been in the Washington Post, of radical Islamicist tracts saying, kill Americans, kill them, bomb them, millions and millions and millions. Well, when it came out in 2001, it had been several million the year before, so millions a year. Let's get the full magnitude. So I don't want to hear about the radical jihadists are going to get us. Of course they're going to get you. They work for the globalists. And most of them at the low level don't even have an inkling that they do. You tell the average person that the Ayatollah Khomeini clearly was CIA-controlled, they're going to just laugh at you because they don't know history. They don't know that our own government, admittedly, declassified. This is public. This isn't even questioned. This is public. Carried out terror attacks in Iran to remove Mossadegh. And they put the Shah in, and he was suddenly not completely playing ball. And they found out he'd been Swiss bank accounting some of the BP money, British Petroleum. And so suddenly there's this big overthrow, and they go grab all these Americans, and the whole time the CIA is in contact with them and do not release them. And the moment Jimmy Carter's defeated, they remove Jimmy Carter, in comes Ronald Reagan, and that day they're released. And then it's declassified, been in the Senate, tow missiles, hundreds of millions in cash, all these other goodies go right to the Ayatollah Khomeini. Not only did they bring him to power, fly him in from Paris. You tell the average person Bin Laden's known CIA, admit it public, they just don't know it, don't care. You tell the average adult that the Ayatollah Khomeini was globalist controlled, they just don't get it. I told people years ago, because of all the expert guests we've had on about it, that the six so-called oligarchs of Russia, six men, when it fell overnight back in 1991, wink, wink, six men suddenly were just able to get the whole government to hand them over the entire industry of the country. Six men. And now three of them have gone to jail when, quote, Putin gets mad at them. But it turns out that really that they weren't following orders, that they weren't doing what they were supposed to. And you can actually find it in the London Telegraph, London Independent. It'll be little blurbs about, oh, but when Putin arrested him, Putin didn't get any of the assets because Lord Rothschild really owned the company. Oh, Russia falls, but really it was all owned by Lord Rothschild. And then years later, whenever an oligarch gets killed or gets arrested, oh, it doesn't matter. None of the assets are going back to the government because it's all owned by Lord Rothschild. Or in one case, the Dutch royal family. Lord Rothschild, the British royal family, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. It's in all the financial papers. Who do you think owns the cruise lines? Who do you think owns the oil companies? Who do you think owns the big stock in Toyota? Who do you think owns the controlling stock in defense contractors? Do you know who owns some of the controlling stocks, say, in Lockheed Martin or Carlyle Group? Yes. Queen of England, yeah. Just type in Queen Elizabeth. What is she? Queen Elizabeth III? I forget. Queen Elizabeth Carlyle Group. You'll get Reuters. She's the majority owner. Guess who else owns the next two largest stock blocks? The House of Bin Laden. Yes, they do. Queen of England, House of Bin Laden, and then guess who's next? Guess. You may have heard of the family. Do you want... Guess what? He's sitting in the Oval Office. Yeah, yes. You're doubting me? Just go read it. Because people who are into the financial information, in the financial trades, it's all there. But it'll never be on CNN. And so you tell somebody that, they just roll their eyes. And, oh, it's all made up. We're going to come back, and I promise we'll go to Paul in England, Renee in Texas, David in Mass, Mark in South Dakota, Jason in Maryland, and many others. But, I mean, here's the type of news I have in front of me. U.S. outsourced torture. Officer docked pay for torturing Iraqi to death, not because he killed him, but because he didn't follow exact procedures. General Hayden says he's not worried about the Fourth Amendment and that it doesn't protect you from having the NSA spying on you. And he said the Fourth Amendment does not say you need a warrant. He said that repeatedly, or probable cause. And defending spy program, general reveals shaky grip on the Fourth Amendment. We'll get into all that. So much more about all the spying, your calls. You'll want to stay with us. Audio clip coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from 7 herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me just briefly here, and then I want to get more into it later. Get into the spying, and then we'll go right to your phone calls. There's this General Hayden, and he's the head of the National Security Agency. Now, folks, 10 years ago, the media was still not reporting on the NSA. There was no law that you didn't report on it, but I remember doing radio talk shows talking about the NSA and having people calling in and going, Alex, they don't listen to anything. They don't have the power to do that. And I'm like, it's declassified. NSA is just listening to everything. That is randomly. It's not always listening to everything, but it is sampling everything. It's sampling. I mean, all of us have had the NSA computers dial in what we're doing. In the last few years, they've admitted it. Oh, but it's for your safety. And now, oh, we're listening to you because they want to have a chilling effect. Good. I'm glad the NSA is listening. We get emails and calls all the time from their employees who are outraged. They know who the real terrorists are. By the way, the NSA caught all the chatter of the 9/11 attacks. And then Bush tried to claim, remember, that he had no prior knowledge. Then all the NSA stuff went public, and they knew everything in total detail. Well, of course, it was actually picking up another branch of the government's own operation. That's why we know about W-1999. That's why we know about Able Danger. But continuing here, defending spy program, General reveals shaky grip on Fourth Amendment. An editor and publisher, a newspaper magazine, put out a big report on this. this little press conference that he gave at the end of last week. And this individual, or actually the beginning of this week, the National Security Director of the National Security Agency, in an appearance before the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. today, appeared to be unfamiliar with the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution when pressed by a reporter from Knight Ridder's Washington office, despite his claims that he was actually something of an expert on it. And, of course, that must have been one of the few reporters that isn't on the CIA payroll, because let me tell you something, folks. Most of the reporters that are allowed in to those Capitol Hill briefings and into those NSA and CIA briefings are government ops. This, of course, was National Press Club, where a quite large gathering gets in, and occasionally somebody slips through. And, of course, most of them aren't on CIA payroll. You go, what do you mean? You just said most of them are on CIA payroll. Let me be specific. Most of them are on government payroll. Most of the anchors and top individuals you see on the news or TV are actually pulling lucrative paychecks from the government. Now, that was declassified in 77. And now, of course, you've heard a lot more about it, but a lot of them are on CIA, a lot are on Defense Intelligence, a lot of them are on Pentagon, even more on agencies with bigger budgets, Department of Agriculture, Department of Labor, just on and on and on and on and on, BATF, FBI. Let me give you a hint. Most of the writers you read in the newspaper who, quote, are the resident journalist who, say, for the local Austin paper, who does reports on the state police. Well, then you look at, oh, Billy Bob worked 10 years ago. This is a real case, but I'm not going to mention the guy's name today. He worked for the DPS. He was their PR man. And, oh, then you look closer. Oh, he's still getting a paycheck. It's like Tommy Franks running around all over the news. And I've got clips of him on places like Fox News going, now, let me just say, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. Remember before the election, it was that same spiel. I'm not for either party. But torture's good, and we may have to have martial law. In fact, we've got those clips in the computer. I'm sad about martial law, but it may happen, may be needed. People may want it. It turned out the guy is getting, well, what was it, $400,000 a year as a PR propaganda? It just, no, you're not a Republican or a Democrat. You're still a Pentagon officer being paid to go lie. Now, you see, this is the problem. I said I'm going to go to your calls. But this is how the data all interconnects. Defending the spy program, the NSA general gets up there and says, and this is how their spin works. They say, oh, the Second Amendment says it's well-regulated. It means the National Guard. But you read on, it says, no, the individual shall not be barred the ownership of guns, firearms. You read all the Federalist Papers. It was the only thing the Founding Fathers, that and the First Amendment, agreed on. I mean, it was one of the only unanimous Bill of Particulars added on there at the end of the Constitution being formed, that Patrick Henry and a few others forced the passage of to ensure individual freedoms. By the way, he doesn't give you your rights. It simply points out God-given, unalienable rights that exist organically. Example, I use it because it's the best. I use it every day, or maybe once a week to be accurate. I already used it once today, though. If I became dictator tomorrow because I could convince the army to follow me, and that's what tyranny is, and I could propagandize the public, and then I announced my next edict, blacks need to report for their own safety to their own communal living areas, and you're going to need to pay your way in these areas, so you're not going to have any rights. Of course, nowadays they'd spin it and call it, you're getting more rights. You have the right to live with a ball and chain around your ankle and with men aiming machine guns at you, and you're going to pull plows all day. You know, now they're more sophisticated. They wouldn't call it slavery. They'd call it freedom. Does the black man have the right to grab the machine gun away from the person in the black ski mask there at the slave camp and to get out of the camp and try to escape with his family? The government would say no. The president has the power to do whatever he wants. Well, common sense and God's law says that he can't. And believe me, folks, that's what the White House is asserting. They are saying, you see, to really have martial law, they have to announce it. They have to say, hey, we've built emergency centers to relocate you. They've done it in England and in the U.S. and all over Western Europe. It's a global move. Hey, I've got the power to torture and kill and break any law I want. I'm your president. Okay? Every time he signs a bill, I don't have to follow this. I am the source of law. like he's God. And again, I don't care if it's Bill Clinton or George Bush or if Al Gore would have gotten elected. I will fight it all just as vehemently. But so many Republicans go, well, I don't care if it's George Bush and it's the fight of NARAB, then I'm for it. But let's just read the Fourth Amendment before I play this clip. Because he gets up, just like with the Second Amendment, and tries to spin it that, oh, no, it's well-regulated. Or, well, it protects you from unreasonable searches. But it's reasonable when we pull you over at a machine gun checkpoint and search your car. By the way, those are popping up more and more often with the military, with the police, and federal troops around the country. I mean, even in places like Dallas, folks. Houston's having a big drill right now. And, oops, the drill goes live. They start searching everyone. And again, that happened before 9/11. We got Marines in Swansboro, North Carolina, out searching real people, pulling people out of cars. It's to see what they can get away with. So he gets up there and he says, it's against unreasonable. And they go, but doesn't that mean with probable cause? With a warrant, tries to say warrant, but he moves on past that, hoping, knowing that 99% of Americans are not going to go read this. Well, let me just read it. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. That means the bank without a warrant giving the IRS all your data. The IRS is tied right into all banks, folks. I mean, Bush signed an executive order last year that every prescription you get, when you get it, the minute you get it, is instantly uploaded to the federal government. I mean, forget warrants. It's all being directly wired in. Let me try to read it again. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrants shall be issued, not you don't even get a warrant without, but no warrant shall be issued, but upon probable cause, and what is probable cause? It tells you, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons and things to be seized. You've got to have a witness, and the case law showed before our modern, the slave age, the neo-slave age, that was multiple witnesses specifically saying, I saw the dead body in the basement. Specifically saying, I saw the stolen painting hanging on his wall. Specifically, and they're on record, see, because later in the Bill of Rights, you have a right to face your accusers. Well, confidential informants, you don't get to face them. Or confidential detective or undercover officer. You don't ever get to see. It's all being. See, you talk about one part and then 50 other sections. And you go, well, there's only 10. How is it 50 others? Well, there's multiple clauses in laws and statements of law within every amendment. So let me just read it all without interrupting. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So the cops started having trained dogs that, of course, they're going to bark because they want a biscuit. They always alert. That's the inside joke. So now the dog says, I get to search your car. Well, now they're even dispensing with the dogs. No, you can't search my car. 90% of the time, all right, I'm calling back up. Get up against the car. Going to put you in handcuffs. I feel threatened. I'm on search to see if the poor person is using drugs that your boss has shipped in. Just, you got to love it, folks. You got to love it. Meanwhile, at the public school, 1,000 yards away, the teacher is pushing Ritalin on a child with the almost exact same molecule. By that, I mean it's the same drug. And it just goes on and on here. So I thought I would read what the Fourth Amendment says before we play this guy. Now, listen to his spin. He says over and over again, there's nothing about probable cause. But see, the cops and the government and the judges and the whole system, most cops believe this. They've been told now probable cause is just because you got a hunch. Just because you smell a rat. Just because you think something's going on. Okay. No, that's not probable cause. Now, if the person's sweating, acting suspicious, and there's a reek coming from the trunk, yeah, that's probable cause. And you open it up and there's a dead body. Or the car matches a description or is speeding away from where you just got a call that was a burglary. Absolutely. Pull the cars over. But it isn't, let's just go set up on the highway and start randomly. The DPS in Texas says we can just pull over every third car because it's our policy. Because it's totally random, it's okay. No, that makes it even worse. I don't care what your policy paper says. I've read the Constitution. I've read the Bill of Rights, what you've sworn to, but what you violate every day. All right, that's enough. Let's play this clip, and then we'll go to some calls. Here is the NSA general at the National Press Club, and NBC's Overman did do a good piece on this. You've got to admit, of all of them on there, he's one of the better ones that at least lets some truth get through. And then he catches the guy just in the... And believe me, the NSA director recently retired. Believe me, folks, he isn't stupid. He knows what the Fourth Amendment is. But this shows the crazy logic. It's like Alberto Gonzalez. Well, it isn't torture if we didn't mean to torture you to death. Breaking bones, organ failure, everything is okay as long as we didn't mean to kill you. And then if we kill you and it was an accidental, that's not even torture. It's not even murder. And you know, you tortured the Iraqi general to death, or you tortured that child to death in front of their parents, we're going to dock your pay and then promote you a month later. It's like the recruiter who called up threatening to arrest the kid if he didn't come into a recruiting meeting and sign the papers. Totally criminal, racketeering, fraud, extortion, intimidation. He got promoted and got a huge cash bonus. See, it's corruption, folks. Go ahead and roll the lying NSA general.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful seizures and searches and
seizures. This is the reporter.
Actually, Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But the measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable? The legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
To quote the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in its entirety, the one the general and the NSA folks are so familiar with and know is about reasonableness and not about probable cause, quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." Well, maybe they have a different constitution over there at the NSA.
So, maybe they have a different constitution. No, that's what the gun control people do. They go, well, the first part of the Second Amendment talks about a well-regulated militia, so that means the National Guard. It says a well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. They state the name, the militia, then they tell you what it is. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's just like here in the Fourth Amendment. It says what it says. You're not allowed to engage in unreasonable search and seizure. Then it says what that is. It says if you don't have a warrant with a sworn person on record specifically saying where to go look at, it's in the big brown box in the back bedroom. That's where the stolen jewelry is. I saw it, or he told me it was there. And you swear an oath. You're going to get in trouble if you're lying. Okay? You understand this? You see, it tells you what it is. It says this is unreasonable. There's not going to be anything unreasonable. Then it says to be reasonable, it's got to have all this. But not him. No, not the NSA head. He'll just read the first line of it like a lawyer, like Bill Clinton saying, depends on the word is. And then we're all supposed to sit here like a bunch of idiots and buy that, folks. And believe me, the head of the NSA is not stupid. He knew exactly what he was doing. We're going to break. We'll go right to Paul and David and Mark and Jason and Ernie and everybody else and Bert as well. When we get back, so stay with us. I just had to spend some time on that, and I've got a bunch of other articles about it today. Scott McClellan, press secretary, whose daddy's been on this show and said that LBJ told him he killed Kennedy, side issue. Scott McClellan says the spying is what it is. Get used to it. I mean, see, that's the new arrogance. Just, hey, we're militarizing the police. We're building FEMA camps. You're our slave. Shut up. Newsweek, the other big brother, the Pentagon has its own domestic spying program. Even its lead outfit may have gone too far. Even his leaders say it may have gone too far. And then here's another one, saying goodbye to privacy. It's just so, you know, the flaunting of it. Here's another one, Washington Examiner. 24 hours of torture loving, the new show, 24. Here's another one, New York City plans ring of steel, total martial law, permanently. Just no freedom, no nothing. That's out of Newsmax. Here's Insight Magazine. Impeachment hearings, the White House presses for the worst. Suddenly can't read. The White House prepares for the worst. Patriot Act renewal includes creation of a federal police force. I'm glad somebody finally read what we talked about in there. Yes, a national police force. It's already there. Now they'll implement something and then get a law passed later to supposedly legalize it. It's amazing. It's like they're already implemented Patriot Act 2 years before it was even attempted to be passed. City demands warrant from the FBI. Now, that's a new one. That's something good. Israel tried to kill Bin Laden in 96, but MI6 and CIA protected him. That's in Reuters. And this is the kind of news we got here for you. Stay with us. We'll talk about the Hamas win in Israel, what that really means. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long, for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Apologize to Ernie. I mean it. I like Bert and Ernie. My children, I occasionally let them watch TV for an hour, maybe every couple of weeks, and I let them watch Sesame Street, and they like Bert and Ernie. I was not making fun of the name Ernie. In fact, I have a good friend named Ernie. As soon as I made that joke about Ernie's coming up and so is Bert, Ernie hung up. So call back, Ernie, if you can get back in. Paul in England, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
It's a pleasure. Finally to talk to you, Alex.
Nice to talk to you.
Sorry, is President Ahmadinejad is he a neocon asset? Is he part of the plan to hit Iran?
You know, I don't know if he is, but I know that the Ayatollah Khomeini was, and I know that he springs from that revolution, and I believe he may have been one of the hostage takers. He has kind of been mum on the subject and then was forced to deny it. But I know that event was staged, and I know he was involved in politics at that time. I don't know, but I know that he seems to be playing right into their hands with the statements that he has been making. I mean, Saddam was their former boy. That's admitted. Bin Laden is and always was. We know that Hamas, again, this is hidden in plain view, was founded and funded by Israeli intelligence services. We know that it just came out multiple times in the last few years that some of the so-called al-Qaeda cells they've busted in Israel are really Palestinians hired in a 10-year program by the Israelis to carry out bombings. So you know, you have to look at who really gains from all of this, and now you have Hamas being elected there in the Palestinian government. The whole thing, again, do the globalists sell more weapons and get more control, and does the Israeli government get to even dominate their own population and not allow press freedom to a great extent? If they have a friendly Palestinian government that's mainstream and who can garner support from the public and who is kind of taking a Gandhi-esque approach, no. But if they're running around suicide bombing, some of it real, and in other cases provocateured, then it does help the New World Order.
Right. I've got another question for you. It hasn't come up before, which surprised me. When is Jeb Bush being groomed to take on the presidential ticket?
Well, he had first said, with our royal bloodline here in America now, the Bushies, he had first sworn that he would never run. Now he's talking about it and has formed a little exploratory committee. Just a few months ago, I saw that out of some of the Florida papers. I don't know if that will happen, but certainly, Jeb and Neil and others are much more intelligent and well-spoken and all, of course, accomplish it major fraud than their oldest brother. But you know how royalty works. I mean, it's like Kim Jong-il in North Korea. The other son doesn't get it. You know, it has to be the firstborn.
Right. Okay.
Anything else?
Well, I'm sure there are other things to ask you, but I'm going to let someone else have a go. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we're keeping the light shining for you here.
Well, Paul, I'm honored to have you as a listener over in the UK. How'd you hear about the broadcast?
One last thing I was going to say. There's a verse in the book of Revelations, and it says, a seven-headed serpent will rise from the east, but the final victim will be born in the west. And when I first read that, I used to think, well, it's bound to be an American president. I'm increasingly thinking it's got to be Alex Jones.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Folks, if I'm the best we've got, we're in a lot of trouble, and I am just an average little nobody who likes to sit around a little wooden pier and fish. So please, folks, the answer is you becoming leaders, getting involved, fighting the New World Order, informing others. It is not through leaders being anointed to carry out some type of holy war. All right, we'll be right back with a bunch of your phone calls and a ton of other news items we haven't even mentioned.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Berkey.